Gemara daf kavvav amud beis. We're going to read through three members which Rabbi said. Three statements which Rabbi said. Kavvav amud beis. And then after reading all three, our job is to try and analyze them. Amar Rabbi. This is about 10 lines up from the end of the omud. First row of the lines of Rabbi. V'amar Rabbi. Rabbi says. Zorak kli mirisha gag. Somebody threw a kli from the top of the roof. Ravach v'shiboi v'makel, and somebody else came and hit it with a stick. So when this person threw it from the top of the roof, it was definitely there to be broken. It was going to be broken. But somebody preempted the breakage of the kli and he broke it. Potel the potel. It doesn't say in the words of Rabbi who's potel. We have to see in Rashi. And we show you the root potter, but the Gemara says potter. First, I threw a kli from the Risha Gag, and somebody came and broke it. Potter. My timer, why? He potter, mono, tfira, toba. He broke already broken. He broke a broken kli. So who's potter? So Rashi says in our Gemara, Zorak, the. Also about 8 lines up at the end of the Amud, first word of the line of the Zorak, Zorak Baal HaKli, the Baal HaKli threw it. Okay, that gives us an answer. Mm-hmm. So who's going to be Potter?
The debtor.
Must be the one who's breaking it at the bottom, because we don't need the Pagamara to tell you to build the owner of a Kli, and you do something to your Kli, whether you're Potter or Chayim, you're yourself. There's no din on a person. If he breaks his kli, well, you should know you're potter for doing it. It's your own kli. So if Rashi tells us we're talking about Bala kli, so he threw the kli. Zorak Bala kli kli. He threw Zorak Bala kli. The Bala kli threw kli. He threw a kli. Mireish the guy from the top of the roof.
What are those last three words coming for?
The last three words. Mireish the guy. Yeah. It's Rashi speaking out of his modeling. Right, she said.
Yeah.
When Rashi writes in some of the Dibur Masechta as well, it's just read the Gemara, right? Zorak,
we don't
Bala Kli, Kli, Mirisha Gag.
Okay. Right. So, listen, why does Rashi have to make it to Bala Kli?
Very good. Very good. Yeah, we'll see that as well. Rashi says here, we're talking about the Bala Kli, and Potel Zesh Shoboi Memakol. So then the one who broke it, he's potter. So he's safe for the shoulder. Because what did he do? He broke something anyway, it was going to be broken. Safe for the shoulder. This thing was there out to be smashed. Therefore, he didn't do anything. He's not chayim for that. So this Gemara reading it like Rashi was timing. Rashi said the chiddush is that the one who actually preempted the breakage is potter. The reason why he thought it with the kli was considered broken before it started, before he hit it. He was already broken. Why did Rashi say we're talking about Zorak Bala Kli? Why did Rashi talk about Zorak? Somebody else saw Zorak. Why did Rashi say the Bala Kli was Zorak? Say that somebody else threw it. Right? See, the shaila is, if somebody else throws a kli and he throws it from the top of the roof, and somebody, Reuven throws it on top of the roof, not Reuven, this one, a different Reuven, right. And Shimon goes and hits it with a stick, so Shimon's potter. Why did Rashi have to talk about the Bala Kli?
Right.
And the Rosh, part of the Mamkej gave out yesterday, explained that Rashi said this, because the word potter implied there's one guy here who's potter. And there's nobody else involved. Because in the case I said about Reuven threw it from the Risha Gag and Shimon hit it, then you can't say potter. Because although Shimon is potter, but what about Reuven? Reuven threw it and Reuven broke it. So Reuven would be chayav. You can't use the word potter. There's two people in, the guy that threw it and the guy that broke it. So tell me that one, the one that guy that broke it. The one that threw it, tell me that one, the one that threw it.
You can't just say that one is that someone's going to be fired.
I'll say it. You could, but then why not say it?
Because
it's too fired, too busted. So, since the Gemara doesn't talk about who did it and about the one who threw it. Says Rashi, you know why I didn't talk about the one who threw it? Because there was a balakli. As we said before, and there's a balakli, you don't need to tell him any halachas. He's chayav. They can do what he wants to. His kli.
That's
That's true. But the question is, why not tell us the halacha bechlal about this person who threw it? Yeah? So you could say potter means both of them are potter. That, we'll see, is not true. Rashi holds that the one who threw it is going to be chayav. So why did not talk about the one who threw it? And am I, thought was going on the one who broke it, and the one who threw it was the owner of the kli, the owner of the kli, we don't need to say pot or chayv.
Well, how would they be asking me, referring to Rashi?
I don't know, what do you say? The
person who threw it is fire.
Well, that would be a chiddush that you're saying, it's a sopik in the Gemara, we'll get there very soon. It's a sopik in the Gemara whether the Bala Kli, whether when you go according to the one who threw it, to the one who broke it. So you can't say it's a cheater. Well, the Gemara said the rabbi thought it was possible. So he thought to speak it out. The rabbi thinks it's possible, but other people might not, so you should think, speak out. So that's that. Yes, sure, Yossi, what were you saying?
According to Rashi's understanding that the Bala Kli broke.
Yes.
What's the finish by telling me that the person down below who breaks in is going to be fired?
The guy made it after
by throwing it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's the Ramban discussion. Yeah, that if you're talking about where the one who's the owner of the key threw it, it's really after. So then I don't need to it's possible the one underneath shouldn't be not on the Rosh, but I said this Rosh is this type of Ramban.
Secondly, it's
dying
if Rashi doesn't make that distinction, then it's about it.
Very good, right. Very good. This is all very good questions. Now, if you move on to the Daf Zayin, which we'll come to very soon, there actually does mention it was somebody else. But what's chat? There's another question on the Sugya. Why? On Daf Zayin on the base. Let's have a quick look at Daf Zayin, although we still need to read more where we're holding. So put your thumb on where we're holding now, so you shouldn't have to start searching very again afterwards. And move back about 10 Daf Zayin on the base. There the Gemara discusses a shayla whether you go bosso mikar or bosso seif. What's this all mean? Boy Robert, it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up at the end, 7 lines up.
What's the first word?
7 lines from the end of the word. Boy Robert. So the Gemara there is a shayla of Tsurius. Remember all that Tsurius? Once upon a time we learned, if an animal walks down the street and it stands or kicks a kli, you pay the animal for paying a lekshalim for breaking that kli. But if the animal kicks a stone and that stone broke the kli, then the animal only pays chatz neder. The shayla of the Gemara is, what happens if the animal kicks the kli and it doesn't break immediately? It rolls down the hill and it breaks down the hill. Is that comparable to the tzuris or not? In other words, what's the reason why by tzuris you pay chatz nezek and when the animal kicks it, you pay nezek shorei? Kipshutoi, simple understanding. If an animal kicks the kli, there was a physical contact between it and the kli, and the kli broke because of the physical contact, and therefore you pay nezek shorei. If it's tzuris, it's disconnect. Animal kicked the stone. The stone broke the kli. There's a disconnect between the animal and the kli. Therefore, you pay chatzinezek. Here, it's something in between. If the animal had a physical contact with the kli, and the actual breakage was disconnected from the kli. So, do we say you go onto the beginning of the act? The beginning of the act was a physical contact. Therefore, it should be called rega. Or do you say, look at the end? The end, when it actually broke, it was disconnected. And therefore, it should be chatzinet. A shayla in the Gemara. So Gemara says, let's prove it from Rabbo. That was Rabbo's shayla. Let's prove it from Rabbo. Now, this is Tifshalim and the Rabbo is 4 lines up from the end of the Omer. Tifshalim and the Rabbo. The Omer Rabbo. Rabbo said, 4 lines up. Yeah? Zar, Kli, Marisha, Gag. Anyone find this familiar, these words? Zar, Kli, Marisha, Gag. Somebody threw a Kli, Marisha, Gag. When do you have that off?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. So I think we should go. Uva achir v'shiboy v'makoyl. We say that the guy broke a broken clean. So what's the Gemara want to prove? You see that you go according to the original act, and the guy threw the clean, it was already broken. Therefore, even though somebody else comes and preempts the breakage, it was already broken. It was already considered broken the minute the guy left go of it up there. And so too, if the animal kicks a clea and the clea rolls down, it really was already considered broken the minute it left the animal. Therefore, it should be called regel, karnelik shot. So Rashi, when he speaks out this Gemara, what's Rashi say? Mishibo Ramako, you see this Rashi? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the end of the Omid. Mishibo Ramako, Kodem Shenoch. Before I actually landed, the guy went and preempted and broke it. Poto, who's Poto? Says Rashi. Poto Meshaboy. Mechayev Azek. And Rashi throws in two words. Then the Zoyek is Chayev. And Zoyek is Chayev, obviously not the Balabos, not the owner of the Kli, not the Balakli. So here's the oil. Why did Rashi end up with Zayin? Say, we're talking about the Balakli, the something else through it. And when it says Poto, doesn't mean Poto only one guy, I mean Poto, he's Poto, and maybe we know the other one's Chayev. And yet, when he says here, I'm a beast, that the guy through the cleave, there actually doesn't talk about that somebody else through it.
Is there any Balak? Again, this Gemara tells that there are minim lay. You know, we would say my time.
You know.
In terms of like overdressing, or that addressing the person who threw it.
You gotta look again. Think so.
This is for what's the point of find out is the
design implied there's two parties that we're addressing.
Not necessarily, no, I mean I'm really one of you. We say the own of the clee, he broke a broken clee. Mina Lee, we say the Tevea.
So just different languages.
Yeah. Maybe I'll pick up all of something. Yeah, what's he saying? Obviously, we'll still do it. Too. Yeah, it's not a big mold of it, too. So we brought Ryan from Gravel.
From this Ryan, you fit into the whole discussion with the school board. You're talking about somebody who is potentially fired from the onset. It's not even the owner.
Not I'm sure if the owner, that's the owner did it. So it's considered broken the minute the owner left go. If it's considered broken the minute the owner left go, so too, if the animal kicked the atmosphere, it's considered broken the minute the animal kicked it. So that's what kind of shot. Don't need to talk about something.
So someone else got
it. The question is, why did Rashi in one place say one thing, the other one not? The Rosh told us why. The word poto, we haven't seen the Rosh yet, but we've said. The word poto implies one guy's poto and not imply that anyone else is tired. Okay, so why that did Rashi say? That does mean something else. That is a difficulty which we're going to have to address. As I said, these Gemaras are molly with the things that need to be addressed. This is one of them. So make a note of it when we finish. So the end over here, we'll have to have answered this question as well. Why did Rashi in one place say one thing, another place say another thing? Say we have to answer it. A number of Achrenim don't answer any various questions. But maybe we can. It will find somebody who does answer. If Nachum leaves as a kasha, and I saw some sage called Yamatal leaves as a kasha, then people leave as a kasha. But okay, maybe we will have an answer there. There's a theory in Rashi. In David Zayin, Rashi says, we're talking about two parties. There's a mazik who threw it and a mazik who broke it. And we're saying the mazik who broke it is not chayev, but the mazik who threw it is chayev. And Rashi in Al-Sugya says, no, we're talking about the owner of the kli, so he's not a party, he's owner of the clip. Somebody else came and broke it, his bottle, because it was already considered broken. Yossi asked if it's owner of the clip, what's the pillage? It's hefty. He basically threw it. He was not his clip. So Rosh is dying. But that's what Rashi says. That's why Rashi says that as well.
The Kula Alman, the one father is referring to the battery?
No. 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 It's not a Kula Alman. But that's how Rashi understands. Rashi is clear. Potter is there, Shabbat and Michael.
That's then how would you use the words Manat Havre with the words of the Gemara?
It's already
open. But Amina did Manat Vira Kabbalah.
Right.
If you say that it's the other person.
Ah, I've said that. But you haven't said it. You're saying. You ask me if it's a Quran, I said, no, this is not Rashi then. So I'll just start the Ramban on it. We'll get to the Ramban. Yes, Hashem. Yep.
When we learned to examine him, we also said that we had a question, why what's the chiddush of the person hitting it with a baseball bat, because it was a worthless play.
Yes, right. That's also the Ramban. Yes, Hashem. Yeah, it's a lot. Meachus. Ramban also talks about that. Fine. Yeah, Ramban wants to remember what he just said. I'm going to speak of third. So when the guy broke it, how much was it actually worth? And that second he broke, how much was it worth? Nothing. So what's the chiddush that he's part of? Of course he should be part of. He broke something which was worthless. So that's a question on Rashi's chat. Rashi says, no, there is a chiddush. He's broke it and it's considered, he would have thought he should be chayv. No, it's considered already broken earlier because the first guy threw it broke. So that's that part of the Gemara. Next part of the Gemara, Omar Rabba, another thing the Rabba teaches us. So I think Risha Gag, something to repeat Risha Gag. We'll say again, who's this Zohar Klim Risha Gag? Rashi says it's the Mazik. It wasn't the owner. Zohar Klim Risha Gag, well, you're tapped off Kori Mutsosis. Mo'acher Mesilkom. Somebody else came and took away the cushion. Oy Kidim Mesilkom. Or he himself took away the cushions. He's bottle. Now, interestingly, here, when Rashi speaks out this Gemara, Rashi says, we're not talking about the Balakli anymore. We're talking about the Mazik. All of a sudden, Rashi says, we're talking about Mazik. Why did Rashi change here from Balakli to Mazik? Why did Rashi in this case say, we're talking about a third party to threw it off the roof?
And that it's also both to be Balakli. So when you say Balakli, then
how do we know that we're talking about Mazik? Maybe we're talking about the owner, and Potter is just referring to the guy who took away the cushions.
Well, also,
could it be part of it wasn't brown?
Yeah, maybe that's what the Gemara's come to tell me.
Would that be a chiddush?
Yeah, because I'm Shane Masiya Bichayim. What's that? Are you Shane Masiya Chayim in this case? If,
universally considered
brown. No. Yes and no, I'm asking a basic question here. Why did Rashi say, how did Rashi know? In this case, we're no longer talking about the Balakli, we're talking about somebody else who threw off the Kli. Answers in the Gemara.
Yossi pointed out yesterday that there would be no chiddush by the person throwing it if it's his own Kli and he went down and moved it. If it doesn't, there's no chiddush for that statement.
No chiddush to that statement. I'll add a little bit more. Since it says, Uva ache besilkoi, oi, kidin besilkoi, he himself took out those cushions. We're saying a chiddush, even though he himself took out the cushions, he's potter again. Potter doesn't apply to the word to balakli. The word potter doesn't make sense if you're talking about your own property. If somebody brings his own property, not potter from paying, it's just not a get, it's not shayla b'chal. It's his own property. So if we say, oi kidim the silkon, he himself ran down and he took it away, it must be talking about somebody else. And that's right, that's a morosy. So that's where I should say we're talking about another mazik. So a mazik through the key, underneath there were cushions, somebody else came and took it away. That guy took away his potter. Why? The idna, the shah. Okay, once you wipe that, why the guy took away potter? Brahma. Oh, you're kidding, Basilton, even if he himself went and he took away the cushion. So he threw it and he knew that the cushions, he was going to take away the cushions. How did he manage to take away the cushions before the Kli hit it? We know the gravity is at a speed of 10 meters per second. And how is it possible for him to get down there and remove the cushions before
he threw it up?
Yeah. Now it says he had a rope, right? He had a rope. That these cushions were tied to a string. He threw the Kli and pulled the string, and the cushions were no longer there. So he's bottle. Why is he bottle? Why is he pot? Very, very original, I believe. Right, okay. Why is he pot? Because the moment he threw it, at that moment, the cleaves weren't meant to break. That act of throwing wasn't the act of a mazik. What was the act of mazik? Taking away the cushions. Taking away the cushions of the groma, the alna. Only a groma and therefore pot.
Well, Hashim falls on the mazik as well.
Yes, you're a mazik in grom. You're a mazik in grom. You don't come in grom, you can't be chayv in this. You can't be chayv in this. You'll be chayv in Dinah Shemayim because he's a mazik. But in grom, he's not. Says Rashi, Zorak mazik kelim, Yerusha gag. The mazik threw kelim from the top of the gag, but he tucked off coat of sausage, and underneath there were cushions and pillows. Bottle is bottle. Why? Shows it means the koso from the act of throwing ain't safe to shave. There's no, it's not meant to break. Achein teluha korim until the cushions were taken away. Vizesh not our korim. And this person that took away the cushion. But feel like Zerik Atzmo. No, Atzmo not one. Even if the Zerik himself took away his bottle, the groma then it's okay. Have it, just go on. This key is going to break. It's Groma and he's off. Groma is off in your pot. Give up.
So the first guy who released it did nothing?
Nothing. And the guy that pulled away the cushion.
It's not proud by releasing.
No, that's not. Even the guy that pulled, even though he planned to pull out the cushion, that's all called Groma. Groma your pot. So, Yossi yesterday had a tremendously good question, must say. All credit when credit's due. That he asked the question when the guy picked up the kli to throw it, he's a ganav. And a ganav is hired to pay for everything. So this guy, this thing broke at the end. You return the kli, you're a ganav, return it. You can't return it, it's broken, so pay the money. So why are we singing a potter? It's grom, who cares? You're a ganav. So what happens if somebody steals an item, takes it home, and then an oinus happens, and the kli gets destroyed? Achpati, you're a ganav. A ganav has to return the item. You have to return it. If you can't return the item, you have to pay. So why do we say it is potter? Because it's the only groma. So you're a ganav.
Well, surely, if you're a ganav, then the law is to be the neighbor when you occurred at the time of the neighbor. Subsequently, when you're handling the stuff in the neighbor, what you're doing then is having to make sure you don't relate back to saying, are you potter? But then we're now looking at subsequent situation, I mean, you're no longer treating the guard from the garage.
What's the difference? Anyway, he has to pay.
Because you might, on the roof, you might not have done payment, so your throat's cut down. You might simply be let it go with it, and you put other people's stuff in the roof. See, it's fine, and you know, there's nothing to tell them, because you're not done, they're just.
Okay, you have to learn the sugars of Ovidinish Din and then Hashem is chayav in such a case. Somebody cleans, somebody places things in his rishus, then he's all right to throw them on the floor. It's all sugar in the Gemara that. So it's not such a simple territory. So, maybe I want to make a kipta. We're talking about somebody who places kelim without permission, and therefore he picked it up. When you pick up somebody else's kli that would place it without permission, you're not gonna. No, not gonna.
If somebody leaves
a tree
on your premises, you don't have to pick it up,
wouldn't you? Yeah, you have to pick up and throw it down.
If you're
got a cushion to the bottom. Oh, very good. Okay, that's the question. Rabbi Yaakov's got a possible answer, but that's the question which Rabbi Yossi asked. And we found that the Shach asked this question, and the Shach says that Zorak doesn't mean he picked it up, but Zorak means he pushed it down. He didn't do any kidding, neighbor. Didn't pick it up. So no kinyanik neither. He pushed it down, it fell down and broke. So it's only a shadow of mazik. Similar to what Yaakov is saying, the Chaznish speaks about, it's a little bit complicated. Chaznish onto me machadish that dumb picking up doesn't make a person a gneiv. It's picking up to take it out of the reshus of the other person. That's what makes a gneiv. So when he picked it up, planning to throw it down on the cushion, it's like picking up on one side of the table and just putting it on the other side of the table. It's not called gneiv. For instance, I come into this room and David has left his jug here on the table and I want to use that place. I'm allowed to pick up the jug and move it to the other side, not called a ganav. But let's say it breaks off, so it's a big deal. I was never planning to take out the shoes of David. Here as well, this guy picked it up. I'll dust to throw. Since the cushion's there, he doesn't get the status of a ganav, of a ganav.
If you pick it up and it falls out of your hand and it breaks, you're going to be
tired. Yeah.
So you acquired
it. When you took picked up for what, though?
To move it either.
No.
And you're on the table.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't kind of looked
up. You're not doing it. No, you didn't know how it was. No, not your funny. You didn't know how it was. I don't know, I'm totally wrong. If somebody picks up an item not to take it, rather to put it somewhere, there he's not hired for Gnei. Not hired for Gnei.
You've got to change your shirt.
Yeah, but maybe Kinag Bok could be your shirt. Could be Kinag. But
you take with you go to the store.
Me or a person?
A person, thank you. Thank you very much. A person goes.
You're waiting years
for that. A person goes to the store and he picks up a jar of tomato sauce. And he's looking at it, mm-hmm. checking out the ingredients. And it falls out of his hands, and he wasn't picking it up to acquire it, just to read. Is he high or not?
Maybe the mazik.
What?
The mazik. Mazik, yeah, we're talking about gathering. Here there's no mazik.
He's quiet.
Here there's no mazik.
What?
Now the mother is no mazik.
I don't know what.
Because he threw on a cushion.
What?
He threw on a cushion, it's not mazik. And the other part was a grandma. If a guy is the mazik, he has to pick the mazik. And here we're on, your question was, granted, he's not a mazik, because he picked it up to throw on a cushion where there's no mazik involved. He should be chaimedin geneva. That's an old type of geneva. Ganev, you have to pick it up, and that to take it into your shoes, or out of the other guy's shoes, maybe more accurate.
So the chaser, which has the pillows, is still the ball of these shoes, and he never took it out of the shoes.
Right, but maybe he cannot draw, maybe he's a
dead. No, but if he had the intent to throw it, then that's not an intent to keep it, especially if he's knowing it within the
Very good. Okay, that's the two possible tools. Right, the tail of the shaft, the guy just pushed it down. A bit dochuk, the word zorak normally means to rock him, moving like dramatically to upwards and then down. And zorak is some type of picking up to throw, it doesn't push down, and you can't throw with something pushing. But a bit of a dochuk, that's how the shaft wants to answer the kasha. Kaznisha, the word zorak doesn't mean that. And therefore suggests a new chiddush. Since when he picked up, I'll just to throw down. You know, you plan to move, you can't get him, but that picking up to throw down is not an act of geneva because it's as if moving it from one place to another place, I'll just to put it back in the shuddh of the ganav, which is not in the shuddh of the niganav. Right? Okay, that part of the Gemara we've addressed. Next part of the Gemara, Omar Rabo. And this third part of the Gemara is really important to understand the first part of the Gemara. The first and third part of the Gemara, the Chayyus should be connected. Lama Rabba Zorak Tinoik Marisha Gag. A Tinoik. Somebody threw a Tinoik from the top of the Gag. So that child was gonna die. If he lands on the floor, he's gonna die. No doubt about it. Uvachev Kibloi. Somebody else comes. A kibloi b'sayeh, and preempts the death of the child by killing him with a sword. So this child was on the way down, on the way to Gan Eden, and somebody else sent him to Gan Eden a little bit earlier, slightly earlier. Plugged at Rebidim and b'sayeh Rabban. That's machlekes between Rebidim and b'sayeh and Rabban. The Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, if 10 people, hit a person with 10 makrois, it's a whole gang up against one guy, and 10 people together kill one guy, maybe that's achas, either do it together, or maybe that's there, each one after the other. Kulon, Pturim, the old plot. I don't know why. Why should they all be plots?
Why are they smartos?
Yeah. Each one individually was involved. Not that they were holding one big thing together, but rather each one individually did an act which could have killed him. And Meiser together, they killed him either. He did it one after another, all together. Kulam Paturim. They're all possible. Just to see one. Rashi speaks it out. The Buddha may say, says that one after another, then if it was all together in the old pot. If it was one after another, then the one, final one that did the Makim Patish, he's saying, Ne Shikiri Misosa, because he sped up the death. So even though this person was going to die anyway, because he was hit by the other ones, which was a type of hit that could have killed him, and would have killed him, but the mice is still alive, and then somebody came and preempted the death that was coming, the one that preempted death is Chayav. So the Gemara wants to say, who had been hit? This child falling from the roof, he was basically dying. There's no way this child's not going to die. And somebody preempted the death, should be Torah, Machlokes, Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisir. According to Rabbanon, the one who preempted the death is going to be Potter. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisir, the one who preempted the death is going to be Chayav. So, what's the din? Since you're asking before we say any, what's the din? Peturim, the Be'inon Sheyake Kol Nefesh Odom. Kol HaNefesh. Come to the Chachamim, all of them are Potter, because you need to do Kol HaNefesh. In order to be Chayav Bisa, a person has to have done Kol HaNefesh. There's no Kol HaNefesh because they're all involved in it. Obturim and Misa, and they're all part of Misa. In order for Yitzhak to be Chayav, he needs to have done the entire thing. But here, since there are 10 people involved, it's not Kol HaNefesh. If you don't say Chayav, Zeshikir Bloy Bisayim, Meshikir Yitzhak Misosri. If you don't say Chayav, says the last one's Chayav, because he doesn't hold of this Kol HaNefesh. He doesn't hold of Kol HaNefesh. And he says, if you preempt the death, you're going to be Chayav. That's the Gemara. The Gemara, a bit cryptic, but the Gemara says, if somebody throws a child out the window, and the child is anyway going to die, and someone else comes and preempts it, then it could have been also, because it's not Kol HaNefesh, the child is going to die. He didn't do Kol HaNefesh. The child was going to die. The one that preempted it didn't do Kol HaNefesh. The child was going to die. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisir, even preempting, you're going to be the person will be chayav, and therefore catching the child with a sword did preempt the death by maybe a millisecond, but that did preempt the death, and therefore he doesn't hold up Kol HaNefesh. You're going to be chayav even for killing someone. That can't be Gemara. What about the one that threw the child? What about the one that threw the child? Is he chayav? Gemara said that according to should we tell them Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisir and the Rabbanon? Come to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisir. Come to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisir. The one who caught it is chayav. And come to Rabbanon, the one that caught it is potter. And what about the one that threw it? What about him?
According to the Chachamim, suppose the people who come from the dead, and well, actually two people come from the dead, then they're both potter, which sounds offensive. It's
I want to know. I want to know about. I want to answer the question. The first guy that threw the child out the window, is he chayav or potter? Should be chayav. If you're a reason to say, or because you're.
It's offensive. Why did the sheet of it says that when he threw the vessel down to the rooftop, the vessel was broken? Mashna of your body in this case, the baby is broken.
Two very, very strong arts. According to this is all Rabban, Rabba. According to Rabba, somebody threw a clean Risha guy. The one that threw it is chayev. Nachon? That's what Rashi said. One of the three is chayev. So even one of the three is chayev, then he broke it. So if somebody throws a kid, he killed the kid. So he should be chayev. So first of all, it's missing in the whole Gemara. But you want to say that's okay. But if it's true he's chayev, then what's Abba Minah, then anyone else should be chayev. What's the, why should it be Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah would say that the one who preempted the death is chayev? The child's already dead. The child's already been, the one who murdered him up there is already chayev.
Unless.
Not yet.
Distinction.
One second. Yeah, we will make distinction. One second. I want to share with you Rabbeinu Hananel, who says something really important. Now, where are you going to find Rabbeinu Hananel? I wish I could tell you. Yeah, everyone's got different nusur. Every day, everyone's got different sources. So, but in the old print, on the Chav Zayin Omed Aleph, the Chav Zayin Omed Aleph, 27a, I'm already on the wrong page, 27a, the very first white line in Rabbeinu Hananel. And now in the new prints, it's a little bit more complicated. Let's try and find them. They're both bottles. That's definitely the passion of the Gemara. That there's no one chayav according to Rabbanon. Not the one that threw it, and not the one who received it. The one who threw it is potter, because that the baby was still alive. And the one who received it is potter, because he killed a baby that was never going to die. It's not considered kol ha-nefesh, because this baby was anyway going to die. So, this Rabbeinu Hananel, Rashi doesn't say mefurish, but it's Pashtus HaSugi is like that. Pashtus HaSugi is that no one's had. And that is very, very difficult to understand. According to Rabbi, who says if you throw a kli out the window, the one on the roof, the one who threw it is chayav because it's considered it's broken already. Why should it be if somebody throws a child out? Then the child, he's not the Ritzach. He should have considered and killed the baby. Just like the Kli is still whole. If you look at the Kli, it's all whole. It's still whole. But no, we see you've broken it. Because look at the end, it's going to break. So too, if you killed a child, should also be the same. That's a kasha on, a very, very strong kasha on the circuit.
Is there a chiluk between and the person before
there you go. Every question must have an answer, right? And the answer is going to be in such a kibbutz. There's a whole number of people standing in line to attack me on this. I just want to make sure everyone understands the question 100%. Somebody throws a kli on the roof. According to Rabbi, if you say Bosmi Ko, the one who threw it is going to be chayim, then Lachoya should be exactly the same regarding a child. And Beinu Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, or Beinu Rabbanon, the first guy, should be the one that's chayav, because he's the one that killed the child. And yet the Gemara says otherwise. That's the kasha. The Gemara implies otherwise. Rabbi Nachmanon says it black and white, that both of them are potter, and it's Lachoya the Pashtus in the whole school. It's Mukach in Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah said, so we're saying that's a pshat as well. Here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah would be chayav. Well, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah would be chayav. The first guy should also be chayav, at least. But it should be really just the first guy. Because Bosmiko. Yes, okay. Who would like to give the first chiluk?
So it's the exact same, I don't know whether it's the chiluk, it's the exact same case as the 10 people hitting the person. The first person did a death blow. If no one else touched him, he would have died. And the first person that threw him down, you know, down from the roof, it was the same lethal blow. And both of them are killed by another person in addition. So right. It's the same type of case. So I'm not sure why you have to make the chiluk. It would be the same. The Yehuda ben Maseirah would also be mechayev. It's the same exact case as the Gemara.
So that's the question. According to Rabbah, who says we throw the person throw the child out of the roof, because he broke it, then according to Rabbah, the first guy should be chayev. Then why
is not the Gemara of 10 people hitting the market?
Why?
He wouldn't.
Why should he hold it? Lechoya, you must. We'll have to come on to chiluk in there. Maybe David wants to share with us. But Lechoya, if you did possibly cause, you know, the one that hits it.
No different than the guy that hit the first person.
Right? So you should be a guy?
But he didn't die.
The first person isn't
a guy. Right? That's the question.
Because he hadn't died yet. It's famous saying.
We know he's not a guy. That's our question. Good to Rabbi, who threw a ham from the roof, should be a guy.
Oh, not, but because another person did, the two people did the same act. It's based on the Gemara that 10 people did it.
According to Rabbi, the guy throws it from the roof. It should make a difference if somebody else did anything to it. He did kol nefesh. So what if somebody else did it as well?
Because by having someone else do it, the first guy now is no longer doing kol nefesh.
What did Rabbi Nachman say? Why is the first guy, why is the guy threw it out kol? He didn't kill him. Come to Rabbah. If somebody breaks, throws a kli, he did it. He broke it. So he also, he killed it. So you think somebody else also did?
He didn't kill him entirely.
What do you mean by that?
That two people killed him. It's the same case as the 10 people didn't. I don't hear the question.
We're asking on the same case of 10 people. We're asking on that case. In the case of 10 people hit him, why should it be that the first guy should be possible? The same question there. If you say you go boss me, Carl, so then the first guy that gave that death blow, he was anyway going to die, he killed him. He did call an Ephesh.
No, he would have done a call an Ephesh if no one else hit him.
He did call an Ephesh. Why is that not known?
Because you see that 10 people did it.
Perhaps Ruben is saying Achilik is its exeis akosov by Misa. By Misa is exeis akosov that you're only chayev if you did the whole thing and nobody else, even afterwards, chipped into what you're doing. Hashem Kain, in a case of Zarakli, there's no exeis akosov. If there's no exeis akosov, so made a Bezer threw it out. He did the whole thing, I something else came in. There's a concept to be my in that case. And therefore, in that case, it would be hot. So in that could be high. That's one Mahalach, which is the Toitzvus Beinu Tam, says some text like that. Let's just say over the territory of Ruvain. The Inachan, really, really, truly, the first guy that threw the Kli should be high Mis. If you do the person, should be high Mis. But there's exeis akosov which taught us kol nefesh olam, that you have to have done everything. So if somebody else comes and helps out, in the end of the day, the person didn't do kol nefesh olam because both of them chipped in. Since neither of them did kol nefesh olam, they both fought. The first guy's potter, he didn't kill. What do you mean he didn't kill? Means he didn't do kol nefesh. And the second guy's potter also didn't do kol nefesh, really, he came out dead. And that's Tanakama. You want to review the member say that? Why do you review the member say the second guy's fire? Because he doesn't know the kol nefesh. If we're going with the Ruvain, why, according to review the member say, is the first guy not fire?
Because of course, the other one, it's exactly the same type of case as the two people.
So ask him that case. Why in that case? He doesn't hold of the Xerxes Kosov. If you remember, he doesn't hold of Kol Nefesh. So he says, even if the last person only chipped into the death, he's also Chai. So he doesn't hold of Kol Nefesh. So why is the guy with two? He should also be Chai. Both of them should be Chai.
He does hold of Kol Nefesh. is the last person is called an average. The first person is sharing. So he still holds the exact custom.
Okay, who mentioned the beginning about 1,000 years ago? But it's very good. Mm-hmm. That there's a big difference between the first guy and the last. The first guy, he didn't kill the whole nefesh. Somebody else chipped in afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it's not called nefesh. If you remember, say, agrees somewhat to the Josh of Kol Nefesh, you need to do the whole thing, you didn't do the whole thing. But if somebody receives somebody who's almost dead, and he finishes off, he finished off Kol Nefesh that there was there at the time. For that, if you remember, say, says he would be chayv. So what we said, nice matter, it's a nice matter. That according to Rashi, it's the ego must be God, the one that threw the kli, he's the one that did broke the kli. So why the one that threw the baby is not considered a Yisrael Tzeach? So it says that Ruvain, regarding the Rabbanon who hold, if a person, if 10 people hit one after another, neither of them are chayiv, he's gone out. Because even though the first guy should have been called the Tzeach, but since somebody else also was involved in killing this baby, this exists, of course of saying that neither of them are chayiv, the first guy should have been the Tzeach, but somebody else held that. And the second guy suddenly is also. It wasn't called Nefesh, so both of them are part of. That's Shittas Rabbanon. If you're the member say, you say, I agree that you need to do Kol HaNefesh, and therefore, because one is not called Nefesh, he wouldn't be Chayiv. But what's that door of Kol Nefesh? Kol Nefesh means if that person had lots of life inside him, and you got rid of 90% of their life, then you didn't do Kol Nefesh. So throwing out a baby, which in a family should get it, but somebody else preempted and killed it a little bit earlier. So you didn't, the one that threw out didn't do 100% of what was alive, and therefore he's going to be part of. But the one that preempted, he got rid of 100% of what was there. It's only 10%, but they got rid of that 10%. That is called Kol Nefesh. And therefore, you're going to be higher. Please contribute to say, beautiful. Yes, and Yosef, the chiluk. You have to give up because the woman said it.
I'd like to just ask you to clarify. Number one, what's the stock regarding the trinva?
So it's the answer, Shah. The last day is not a page. It's not high risk.
It's not high risk. Not going to be.
So it's a question.
Number two, how do we come to, I'm very surprised, I've never done it, but it's compared to the cases.
Very surprised I've been with Anan at all.
Still comparing these two cases?
Gemara says they're comparing. Zorak Tin Risha Gag. Brook to him, you're going to say, well, the Gemara says it. Oh, okay, you got a question on the Gemara, why?
One is Makot.
And one is.
Doesn't the Torah specify that if a person is Moses, the person can stay alive over 24 hours? And it's sort of a lot of the parts that between the person who caught this guy up.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be high at least.
These
10 guys came and caught this guy with a bat. That's why I think Duncan says Makloch as opposed to swords or a metal implement. If it was a metal implement, Torah says that then it's considered a weapon that kills. Therefore, they'd be high at each of the first one already
times. Yes, you're going completely wrong. The wrong direction after that was together. But yeah, actually, it's not. That's not what we're trying. Chlal to try. The Gemara with Nadav the two. That means they're comparable and start looking at. Otherwise, just take us away from what we're trying to say. What's the difference between Zorak Kli Mirishle Gara? We say the one that threw it is going to be chayim, and Zorak Tinek Mirishle Gara. We see with the one that threw the baby is not chayim. What's the? That's the question. So Reuven said to yes, of course. If David wants to say it differently,
that's what I was going to say.
Sasha said to
him,
ah, that's what you meant?
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's a very good, very, very good skill. Can you explain it a little bit more? Rav Yaakov is saying something which should be said. That Rav Yaakov is saying that regarding a kli,
it's considered broken the minute it left his hand. Regarding life, it's only considered dead when it's dead and not when it's going to die. No. But what exactly is the chiluk? Actually, it also can hold water at the moment.
You know. It might take a while until the child dies.
So what? It's all gone. That's called Vasmikala. No. Don't bring all these. No, it's not. There's talking about a case where a Peter and the child are going to die. You know, maybe he's going to be wrong. No, he's going to die, right?
What kind of concern
do you
have?
Yeah. It talks about if somebody, not child, so if somebody hits his servant and doesn't wait for 12 hours before he dies, then what's that lot? Is it called they kill them all? That's the Gemara, that's impossible. No, we want it. When the Gemara talks about this case, not only case, because the child happened to be lamb that maybe he wouldn't. He's going to die. Why are we talking about a child? We're talking about a child, not a person, because it's talking about a Metzius when this child, every book in the world would say, lamb's on the floor, it's dead, finished. Now, how do I know? Because it doesn't say that, okay? Because they do the same thing on throwing a child from a 200 meter roof and landing on the floor. What's the chance of him living, right? That's why it's based. The Gemara says that you couldn't throw a person from more than 3 komot because when he lands, his whole body is going to disintegrate. There's the Metzius, there's that Metzius which exists in the world. We're not all from New York. Where we all puzzled up and just we've never seen the outside world. There is an outside world. If there is somebody from a rooftop, he dies. He dies, no matter what. So, Peter, that's the shine. What is the difference? I don't know. The answer I'm looking for is not that, okay? What's the difference? The answer I'm looking for is something like a Yankee say. What's the difference between throwing a Kli from Rosh Hagag and throwing a child from Rosh Hagag? Regarding the Kli, it's considered broken already. And regarding a child, only when he minds and dies.
Does he have a shawl?
Oh, he's got a shawl. Love. He's got a shawl. Look at that.
Because I said, you don't give up hope. You're going to
go with the Osset type.
This
is the
thing. People have these puzzles.
We're going to write, but I wouldn't say in this case. That's not. If Yaakov was saying it, Bob.
Rob never speaks to Bob.
Right. So. A possible chiluk, this is the Michalski Abramsky, basically, if I'm not correctly saying, that a big difference between a kli and a person. The life of the kli is its value. That's the life of the kli. You throw a kli out, it's going to get broken, it's lost its value. If you don't have value, so then you could possibly go, I'm the one that broke it. I made it that it doesn't have any more value. I can still hold the liquid inside it. It has no more value, and therefore it's considered broken. That's what Kli is. Kli is the money. But we don't agree with the pitgam with the saying, life is money. That we don't agree with, right? The life is life. So we made a person who's still alive. You can still say Shema Yisrael. You can still say Bob. Yes. He's still alive. It has to be matzah, a child who's only going to live. A baby who's only going to live half a day. It has to be matzah him. No, never say Shema Yisrael. He's still alive. You know, tomorrow he's dead already. He's still alive. Well, what would be the life? You saw him in my market. Not badly. This side is an inherent thing in life. It's not value. It's nothing with value. In the alive, and then why is it for a tzicha? Why is the person for a tzicha? Because he killed somebody. Killed means there's no more life. And therefore, Kolzaman, that child didn't die. The one who killed through him wasn't a Ritzea. The problem is, why are you the Ritzea? Why the Chachamim hold the one who preempts it? Is not Chayim Misa. Already, he was still alive. And that's the Zerikos. Kol HaNefesh. Somebody who's kemat going to die is not Kol HaNefesh.
There's the custom. What
we're actually talking about.
But there's the custom.
Kol HaNefesh Odom. Kol HaNefesh.
Mashmo, you have to have proof that one person killed the entire person. If we knew that the first guy who clobbered this guy killed him, am not available tonight.
We didn't.
Because the Rebbe said a second ago.
Oh, right. Oh.
What? If we know the first guy killed, what first time the bat, we're certain that he killed the guy.
You're still around about the city guy. The first guy, he's still around.
That's why we're not going to be united. If the first
why is the last guy not going to be a giant?
What?
Why is the last guy not going to be a giant?
He killed the first guy.
Hmm?
He was killed already with the first guy. He's
still alive.
Was he killed? Was he going to die?
Oh,
she's not.
Was it? That was our question. If we go to Bosnia, so was he going to die? Yes, he was going to die. So the first guy should be fine. Why shouldn't we know for sure he was hit with a death a blow? Of course he's going to die. Nobody never survived it. The guy's going to die. He was hit. There's a makel of iron inside. There's no chance of the guy here. Anush.
I don't know why you went with the door said the way only way you check is if you see the guy can get up within 24 hours. The door said, how do you check if the guy is dead or not?
Only one visitor said that.
The door said
only one place.
If we don't have we don't know. We don't know if this first guy killed him or not. We don't know if the second guy killed him or not.
Why don't
we don't know if he then killed him or not. That's why we're
stopping. Why don't we know?
We knew what?
Why do we not know?
Because we don't. You have to have a screen measure. The measure is wait 24 hours to see if he killed is dead or not. No, that's what the Torah says.
The baby, perhaps.
The baby, we don't know how long he would have lived beyond the fall if he would have killed right away. We don't know.
Why don't we know?
Because the guy killed him with a sword. If we would have allowed the baby to have died on its own without a sword, then we would have seen that because of the fall, the guy who threw from the floor from the rooftop is the one who killed it. Certainly, would have killed the guy. It's a death throat sound. We don't know who's not set up over here, so we can't kill them. We don't know who's not set up. Who gave the baby? Maybe you would have been
born with that. Rashi says, according to what you're saying, and you haven't explained why Rashi would say the last one's chayim. Because you don't know, maybe he was dead already. If the pshat, like you say, it's very hard to understand what the Rashi said.
He holds it.
That's what we don't know.
Who killed him?
We don't know who killed him. Rashi does not have problems expressing himself. He's done it before. But this time Rashi has the problem? No. Peturim. To be inon shiyake kol nefesh odor. That's why.
We
need him to kill kol nefesh odor. What's called if it's all the Tabi'in and Shia Ritea? What's what you're giving a possible for? They are called Nefes, all the Kolha Nefes.
You cannot believe someone as a murderer unless he killed Kol HaNefesh. Now let's ask the first guy killed the guy who was first in the club. I don't know. Maybe he would have said,
so what's he going to do with Kol HaNefesh?
Because he's not afraid him to be executed or to praise it myself and be able to say, he has to kill Kol HaNefesh. And we don't know if
we don't know what.
We don't know if the strike that the first guy gave was a death blow.
Nothing to do with Kol HaNefesh. Nothing to do with Kol HaNefesh. We don't know if he killed it. Nothing to do with Kol HaNefesh. He does that beautifully without the word Kol HaNefesh. Rashi says, the drosha, the inner jacket, Kol HaNefesh, although Kol HaNefesh.
We don't know. There's additional words in there. We don't know.
According to the way you were explaining it, it's nothing to do with Kol HaNefesh. It's just we don't know which one killed.
We don't know Kol HaNefesh.
What's Kol HaNefesh going to do with it? You don't know which one killed.
That's the equation you need. That measure of Kol HaNefesh. We don't have it.
Maybe I'll say, I'm going to explain one more time. How you wanted to explain it, and I'll tell you why Rashi is saying it all like that. Come to a we're learning, you've got 10 people killed, but we don't know which one actually killed it. It might be the first guy who did the death blow, might be the second, might be the third, might be the fourth. We don't know which one killed it. So why are they all potter? Because we don't know which one killed him. You don't need any drosha in the pasuk to tell me, Kol HaNefesh, Odom. You don't need any drosha to explain that. You can explain it just like we said, because we don't know which one killed it. Rashi doesn't say, the Ein Onu Yoridim Mihongoi. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, I've got a drosha to say why he's potter.
Tevinon Shiyake Kol Nefesh Odom. Rashi doesn't even say that's enough. You would explain it. Kol Nefesh. You need to kill the entire Nefesh. And much as somebody else is involved in it, you didn't, none of them didn't do Kol Nefesh. They don't need to do tshuva for Tzicha because they didn't even do Tzicha B'Shoigi. They didn't do Tzicha. Because Tzicha is Kol Nefesh and they didn't do Kol Nefesh.
I'm shocked at what you're about to say. Shocked.
I give you a brocha. Your eyes should be opened. Learning Russian. It's very good. When we learn Russian, we shouldn't be thinking what we want it to be saying and trying to do what we want into Rashi. Rather, we should be the other way around. We should see what Rashi wants to say and then change what we think into what Rashi said. And then if we do,
it might feel significantly good separate.
Last same cash on Yeshua, no? Why not only Hashem, why not only Meshav Bina give a book to Yeshua Bin Nun and not to everyone else? Some people need it. They don't need to have tshuva for Ritzir. None of them were Ritzir. When they clap in Hashem, they were Galdo. When they get to Ritzir, no, that wasn't it.
Wait,
these
Shabbat Rashi said that, you added now, okay? None of them.